I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. We are watching a trailer. Probably all week, because I have a problem. Anyway, it's the Who Dis trailer, the first trailer for the new series on Disney Plus here in Australia, on the BBC if you're in the UK, Disney Plus everywhere else though. It's very exciting. Anyway, last we left... which I'm really only 30 seconds or 38 seconds into the trailer of that only goes for 2 minutes. Yes, the Doctor is bathed in a crisscross of lights. It looks like he's in some sort of spaceship bit of business. Is there a hammock in the background? What's going on there? And he's wearing his, is this Regency period? What is this? I'm not very good with, you know, what fashions were big at what time. Anyway, he's dressed fancy like he's, you know, going to go and do a dance with Jane Austen. And I love that he's got like a kind of slight pompadour hair. Like, you know, it could be Willoughby in Sense and Sensibility. But there is David Tennant. We get to see David Tennant. I mean, this is going to send people into paroxysms of excitement that there is a previous Doctor in this series coming up. I mean, it's just a face on a computer and like a weird hologram floating in the air. But that's enough for some people, frankly. It was enough for me when I got to see Paul McGann in the, was it the next Doctor the first time he turned up? I was like, oh, he's real. Because it was kind of like an implication that maybe he wasn't going to be real. Like he was going to be a Doctor that never happened. And then Stephen Moffat gave him a whole episode and then he was in Power of the Doctor. It's all fine. let's continue because it's like this is like really brief cuts. We're in the middle of a bunch of really brief cuts while someone's singing David Bowie. It goes blurry and then it's again the Doctor with the, you know, the stripy jumper that zips up under the brown coat that he had on at the end of the Christmas special. When he clicks his fingers, the TARDIS is dematerializing. And he's explaining, it's called the TARDIS's Time and Space Machine, it's dematerializing, Mrs. Flood sees it and disappear and drops her bags. Ruby is asking, is it safe? And this is still Christmas because there's tinsel on Mrs. Flood's fence. and the Doctor says, no idea. Which is honest. Like, I kind of like the honesty. Then the Doctor's wearing, I think, just a plain white T-shirt and wrenching at a lever on the TARDIS. Next thing, the Doctor Millie, I keep calling Ruby Millie because that's the actor's name. The Doctor and Ruby are hanging onto the TARDIS console and being wrenched into the sky like the gravity's gone out. And there's the jukebox. Oh my God. Did I tell you I went to see Aunt Juliet and it's a jukebox musical and there was a jukebox on stage and it annoyed me. I don't know why. Anyway, the TARDIS is a nice kind of mauve colour. This I love that the interior of the TARDIS changes. Like on a, have you been on like a, sometimes on a Virgin flight, the light changes colour. It's mad. I mean, my lights change colour. I can't talk. but yeah, they're floating. Then the TARDIS is spinning around the weird cloudy time vortex thing that is in the opening credits. I mean, this does just look like the shot from the opening credits. Oh my God, dinosaurs! There's dinosaurs! They look amazing. Oh my God. So anyway, it's the Doctor and Ruby standing next to the TARDIS and we are in, I don't want to say the Jurassic era because that was technically wrong. But yeah, there are dinosaurs everywhere, like big, what was a Brontosaurus once upon a time? Probably now a Diplodocus or some other, because there's no such thing as a Brontosaurus anymore. So apparently it was cobbled together from lots of bones that weren't its, you know, weren't related. There is a, it looks like a volcano way down the background going off. I mean, there was a lot of volcanic activity back in the dinosaur age. The earth was still forming. And there is a waterfall. Like, this looks incredible. And Ruby is just amazed. Oh, behind the Doctor and Ruby is a volcano going off. And Ruby says, what if I change history by stepping on a butterfly? The Doctor's like, that's not going to happen. And then she steps on a butterfly and now she is like a weird lizard creature with like, like still got her hair, but she's got like antennae and she's kind of Silurian-esque, even though she's got her lipstick on and still eye makeup and kind of like a weird suit made out of scales. And she's like, what's wrong? And the Doctor just looks aghast. It's like Mavity all over again. Like, maybe this is this what's going to happen in this series? Like, the Doctor is like realizing that he's kind of somehow unhooked something in the universe and things are in flux. Don't say flux. Triggers the people that don't like Jodie. I love Jodie, so I'm going to say Flux. Flux, 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 Flux. Oh my God, Flux came up the other day, speaking of Disney+. I've been watching Shogun. Is anyone watching Shogun? It's very grown up. I wouldn't watch it if you were a younger person because it is, you know, it's, yeah, some adult things happen. You know, there's, yeah, I'm not going to go into it because they're adult things. Anyway, there's kind of a joke at one point where, you know, the Japanese are trying to get this Englishman to, it's set in 1600, and they're trying to get him to have a bath, like, and he's like, I've already had one bath this week. He goes, do you want me to catch the flux? I was like, oh my God, no. So where the flux came from? Which one of the Doctor's companions had not washed for a week? Like, I want to know. Probably Carvanista, really. You know, dogs hate the bath. Like, they look at you like you've betrayed them when you take them into the bath. They're like, why? Why would you do this to me? I thought I was getting a biscuit. you know that look a dog gets? And when you make it wear clothes, it's like, I only do this because you beat me. anyway. The Doctor. Just kind of gulps. then we're back in the time vortex. But they're just shots from the opening credits. I don't like. I want new and interesting. Like, remember when in the Jodie Whittaker season, the TARDIS went into the time vortex and it looked like the time vortex at the start of the show, but it was like a giant big place with lots of tunnels leading off, and it was like, oh my God, this is so exciting. Anyway, I get excited when you go into the time vortex and it's all different and amazing. Then next thing we get in the trailer is a spectacular outer space moment. The doctor's saying, with all of my adventures, I've never seen anything like this before. It is a giant space station in orbit of a planet that looks like it has multiple rings. Like, you know, Saturn has rings. And the sky is all kind of, you know, there's some sort of nebula in the background. And the TARDIS is just like a little tiny thing heading towards this giant space station. Which is kind of bulbous. It's not very, it's not angular. Like, it's lots of kind of curved lines. It's, yeah, it reminds me a bit of the Red Dwarf spaceship. You know, that was all kind of bulbous and round. It's that kind of thing. Like, there are a few things poking out of this spaceship, but mostly it's like big tunnel-y looking things and balls. Space balls. You know, kind of like, it looks like it's made out of, yeah, if it was a model, it would have been made out of like ping pong balls with holes cut in them and lights put behind them. But they don't need to do that anymore because you can do it all on your computer. But yeah, it looks incredible. Then the doctor wearing a t-shirt and a whistle around his neck. Is he a PE teacher now? Are we going back to the days of Peter Capaldi as the caretaker? He's now a PE teacher. Anyway, Ruby is wearing khaki pants and a singlet. And they're looking at some sort of monitor thing. And there's either dust or snow or something kind of filling this room. The doctor looks panicked. Then we are in high-waisted Regency dresses. a group of women looking very determined, and one man standing outside, you know, not Downton Abbey, but something akin to it. Anyway, it's only been a minute. We'll find out more in the next episode.